program for Friday, Fathers. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been our pleasure having you follow us this week on Truth for the Day as we have tried to bring out some vital truth for your consideration. We've been thinking about unchanging things in a changing world. We're living in a world that's not stable. We're living in a world that is subject to change and decay. It's wonderful to know that there are certain eternal truths that we can look to anchor our souls in the midst of such an unstable situation. We pointed you to God, the great I Am, this God that is from everlasting to everlasting, that we might have our refuge in Him. And two, we pointed you to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews 13, verse 8. We pointed you to the gospel. Jesus said that the gospel would be cried out to the end of the world, and the message is unchanging. We need to streamline man to bring him to the gospel message, not bring the gospel message down to man. And we pointed out that the Word of God is unchanging in connection with all of these things, and also that the Church of Jesus Christ and His plan for it is unchanging. We mentioned that yesterday, how that we have come to this kingdom which cannot be moved, as He said there, and that heaven and earth would pass away. And as He said there also, that the gates of hell would not prevail against His church. So today I would say another thing about that church, and that is the way of entrance into the Lord's church is unchanging. We read about this in the second chapter of Acts, if you would follow me now. The scripture is so important that you might want to write it down. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 is where we will begin. This is the day, actually the church was established, the day of Pentecost after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. And Peter and the other apostles preach, and men are convicted of their sins, and they cry out as the message is concluded here, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And verse 38, listen to the words we find here. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit. These people who believed and wanted to know what they must do were told to repent, every one of them, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and to receive the Holy Spirit. In other words, before they receive remission of sins and the Holy Spirit, they had to be baptized for the remission of their sins, having truly repented. And verse 39 says, "For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Now this command, this way of accepting this promise of forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit by repenting and being baptized, is for everyone. And he says this promise is to you, to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. In other words, everyone who accepts Jesus will accept him in this way, as many as God will call. They are to repent and to be baptized for the remission of their sins to receive the Holy Spirit. And then Peter said in verse 40, "And with many other words," or it says about Peter, "and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward or wicked generation." How could they do that? They couldn't be their own Savior, but they could save themselves in the sense of doing what Peter said. And next verse, it tells us what they did. "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." So the people who were told to repent and be baptized for remission of sins, and the promise that would be for everyone, the same people that were told to save themselves from that wicked generation, they are recorded as having responded in verse 41, "They that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." And verse 47 says, "The Lord added them to his church." When we repent and are baptized for the remission of our sins, the Lord adds us to his undenominational church that we read about here. And God's plan is unchanging. Thank you for listening this week.